SJ King.
Gail Edmonds is with us this morning, and officially she's going to be reviewing for us Persuasion, which I gather is a sort of costume drama type vibe. It stars Dakota Johnson, who I have Googled is the daughter of Melanie Griffiths and also Don Johnson. But before that, Wakanda Forever, Gail Edmonds.
Indeed. Hello.
Hello. So this got unveiled, Gail, I gather, at Comic-Con yesterday by Marvel.
Indeed. And I think already 5 million people have watched it.
Sure.
So, so it's everyone. Well, I mean, it is interesting because Wakanda, the first Black Panther movie came out in 2018, which feels like
forever.
So long ago now.
Yeah.
You know, with the, and I mean, Chadwick Boseman died in 2020, tragically. So it's been quite a long wait. And of course, there's so much speculation about what they're going to do about his character, but they are not going to recast him, his character. They're going to obviously crown a new Black Panther, I guess.
Yes.
But there is doesn't seem to be a lot of clarity on who that will be, obviously, because they're keeping it from us so that we all go and watch the movie. But we will go and watch it anyway. It looks magnificent. It's got a fantastic cast. Like the first one, I think it is going to be magnificent. You know me, I'm a big Marvel fan.
And you know me, I'm not a big Marvel fan. And therefore, ergo, that's why it took me a good year and a half to say. I saw the first one on an aeroplane about a year and a half after it had come out, and kicked myself because I thought, you fool, you should have gone to see this in the cinema because it was brilliant.
Yeah.
This is a movie that, and I rarely get excited. I mean, I was just saying, and you won't like this, Gal, but the first time I've been to the cinema in 4 years was yesterday to go and see Good Luck to You, Leo Grand. Only person in the cinema, so I was. But I'm going to go to the cinema. Yeah, I know. I'm going to go to the cinema and see this, Wakanda Forever, Black Panther, the new one, 2022. It's out there. The trailer's online, folks, if you want to see it. Right, moving swiftly on, Persuasion.
Yes, back to the streaming service. Yes, we will all go and see the big Marvels on the big screen.
Yes.
And things like Persuasion can easily be watched on the small screen, or perhaps easily isn't the correct term for this. If you are a huge Jane Austen fan, chances are you're probably not going to like this version of Persuasion. My favourite version, because there have been many since the 1970s, my particular favourite is the 1997 one with Kieran Hines as Captain Wentworth, which is the one that I like. So the new Wentworth, who's played by Cosmo Jarvis, I don't like him at all, I have to say. I think he doesn't do the Wentworth very well, in my opinion, but it is my personal opinion. Dakota Johnson, funnily enough, I think she sort of holds this together. She's likable enough as Anne to make you think, oh, well, I can probably get through this film. I think it's a little bit too smart. It's trying to be a little bit too smart. She's sort of smiles wryly at the camera regularly and raises her eyebrows at us. And it can get a little bit twee, a little bit overmuch.
Okay.
So all in all, it is, and it's got such a great cast because Richard E. Grant plays her father.
I adore him.
And like the father in Emma, he's very vain and very, you know, he never met a portrait of himself he didn't love to hang in his own hall. You know? And and he's got a very small role, but he's great in it. And then Henry Golding, if you love Crazy Rich Asians, you'll remember him.
Never saw
him. He is cast as Mr. Elliot in this, and I do love him, and I think he's great. But I would have preferred him, perhaps, although he wouldn't have made a great Wentworth. But all in all, it's disappointing that a new version of a Jane Austen it doesn't make you love it. You know, the new Emma they made a couple of years ago was really fun and beautiful and chocolate box. This, although it tries to update it, it does so in a way that it's a bit jarring. So unfortunately, it's a bit cringeworthy. And they sort of introduced the word empath at one point, and you can see what they're going for, but they don't quite make it. So it's a bit disappointing. But if you are an Austin fan, you might want to watch it just to give your opinion loudly, which many have been doing. I mean, with calls to lock up the whole cast, you know, it's been quite vociferous.
I mean, it's funny you say that about the two lead actors, Cosmo Jarvis and Henry Golding, because I've just seen on CBR.com that Troy Peterson, who reviewed, completely agrees and says Netflix could have improved its adaptation of Persuasion by switching the two actors.
Yeah.
It says Netflix might not realise, but Netflix Persuasion has its share of flaws. Ouch. But its biggest might be not recognising that the ideal leading man is right under its nose.
Indeed. And that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Because I thought Cosmo Jarvis he isn't actually strong enough. He's not an actor I'm very familiar with.
No.
And I certainly wouldn't go out of my way to watch another film with him in. Shame.
Shame indeed. I'm having a little look at Henry Golding. No, I'm not familiar with him. I've not seen him before. I don't know who that is. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, if you had to give it out of 10, I know I don't normally ask you for a rating, Ms. Edmonds, but if you were going to give it an out of 10, what would you give it?
I would say it's probably a 5 out of 10. The reason is that some of it, it's trying to get there, but doesn't quite make it.
Right.
So, but it's still interesting. You know, we all love Jane Austen, so it's very hard to resist a new adaptation, even if you know it's going to be bad, which is why I reviewed it, because I couldn't resist it.
Yeah.
But I think on balance, I go back to the 1997 version.
Okay.
To cleanse it.
The other thing that I wanted to, I know, and I've been asking you to watch it for ages, and I gather that it's no longer showing in the UK. I think was the movie that I watched yesterday. So you're going to have to wait for it to pop up on. We used to call it home video, didn't we? But now it might be a Netflix or
indeed.
Something.
I am looking for it.
Finally saw Good Luck to You, Leo Grand yesterday. I've been harping on about it for the entire show, but it was lovely. And then the other thing that I want you to catch, if you can, I think it's only on in Mayfair, which is a bit of a schlep for you. It means you're going into the old big metropolis, but there we go. A documentary, Blind Ambition, which we spoke about yesterday, and we had a couple of the cast members in from that, which follows the story of four Zimbabwean refugees who moved to Cape Town and then they became sommeliers and prepared to go and compete, as they did twice, in fact, in the World Wine Tasting Championships. It's a little recommendation from me to you, unless you've seen it.
And I have, in fact, one of my friends in London is a wine person who told me to see it as well, a week
must.
Ago.
No, you
and
must.
And I just don't get to Mayfair much.
No.
I can't tell a lie.
Do you not?
It's
Do
not
you
really,
not? No.
It's not really my socioeconomic level, I won't lie.
So there we are. If you do happen to find yourself trotting up there in your diamond shoes to go and have, you know, your teeth capped at 5,000 rand a pop, then pop into the cinema, which is probably going to cost you about 100 quid, and watch it. But otherwise, just maybe wait for it to appear on one of the streamings. But it's lovely. So those are my two recommendations for you. Gail Edmonds, thank you very much indeed, madam. We'll chat to you again next week.